The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Business Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericabusiness.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to Power Up Branding with Kathy Bass, the Branding Lady. This is the show that will help you learn about, execute, and promote your brand, no matter your age, status, or branding experience. Now, here is your host, Kathy Bass.
Power Up.
Welcome to Power Up Branding. This is your host, Kathy Bass. I'm excited to be here. I have a very unique, one-of-a-kind guest, as everyone is. And the last episode, I had talked about the brand identity crisis. So this episode of Power of Being Yourself fits in very nicely with that to get you to the next level from your point A to your point B. So remember, this is your hour to bask in the joy of self-discovery with your own personal branding guide on your side and my special guest, Katie. And the reason for this episode at this time is just to, you know, with our new world, the lines are blurred between business and personal. And everyone says, who are you? I can answer that. Being yourself, I know how to do it, but people are still struggling. And we're going to, you know, break that down together. We're going to build that up. We're going to give some inspiring examples. Of course, like everyone, Katie has an interesting story. Actually, I like hers the most because it involves being a gymnast. So she was able to capture the true essence of being flexible and what I like to call a flip. Anytime something's happening, you just flip it. Okay. So the reason you have to be yourself now is because of these blurred lines and people, it's all those intangible, subconscious messages that we send, the nonverbal that our brain picks up, we just don't realize it. And that's why it's so important to be yourself and be congruent. Now, because of our new world, it's forced us to show our personality, which is a good thing. I mean, because who likes vanilla ice cream every day? Not me. This episode will catapult you from the land of indecision, uncertainty, self-doubt, and lack of direction. How do I know this? Because that was me. That was the old me. It's awesome when you get really tapped into yourself. You know how to do it. You know how to stretch yourself and become that next better version because you will have a built-in decision-making system. And you can stop going from wondering about who you could become to being that person one day at a time, no matter your background or your place in life. So I would like to, at this time, introduce my guest. Her name is Katie Lake. I'm going to give you her bio before we get to hear her lovely voice. So Katie Lake is a natural and talented gymnast who started at a young age. She was an award-winning gymnast for 12 years who retired in her senior year of high school. Wow, it's early retirement. But actually, it was unfortunately due to injury, so it was a forced retirement. But soon thereafter, after recovering and getting herself back into one piece, she joined the Zoo Crew entertainment team for the Phoenix Suns, and she performed on-court entertainment, crowd involvement, and promotions. From there, she was proactively involved in the development of marketing campaigns at SheKnows.com, moved on to help manage a high-volume chiropractic practice, and then played a key role as an editorial assistant at Yahoo. While enhancing and honing her entrepreneurship and digital marketing skills at Arizona State University. What do you want to say? Go.
Go Devils.
Can't see your hand sign, but it's there. That's when she started the internship with my company, Lady Sue Brand, I took her through a variety of
lots of things.
Avenues through marketing to show her the whole world so she could, again, say, hey, what's my corner, that world that I really like. So she attended trade shows with me behind the scenes, before, during, after, seminars and workshops to figure out how to create and deliver an awesome business audience experience, along with collaborating with me to co-host a 3-week YouTube edutainment series. We the first series was one word. We each had our own word.
Right.
And we had to cover it in 5 to 7 minutes. Then the next one was a question that we had to answer in our own unique way. And then the third one was in my kitchen. We were mixing up a brand. They're both foodies. And she is a recent graduate now from Arizona State University with a Bachelor's of Science in the field of psychology. Obviously, we've bonded on a lot of different levels. And what I really like about Katie's story, as I said, is, you know, the gymnast part, which she was locked into that role for 12 years. She's going to touch on that in a little bit. How to unlock yourself from a role that's all you know.
Absolutely.
Especially from a young age.
Yes.
And the psychology part is huge. And, you know, so when she was on the Phoenix Suns on court, that's live entertainment with an audience.
Right.
And I took her to the behind the scenes, the business audience. You could tell the difference. People at a game, they're drinking beer, they're having fun, they're excited.
Exactly.
Business is cool in a different way. Because they're excited to learn.
Right.
And they're there. So we are going to start the episode off and talk about, this is what we talk about a lot, what happens when you aren't able to be yourself. And let's just say the best way to know that is, well, the reason you don't want to do it, what we're breaking down, is it makes other people uncomfortable.
Right.
Because they can sense that this person's...
doesn't know who they are.
Or they're telling me something that's not true.
Right.
There's other words.
Right.
I can't say that. And what will happen is they'll tune you out and they won't get you.
Right.
And you won't see the results. And it's a very lonely place. And both of us know this because we were there at different avenues. Like the last episode was the brand identity crisis. And I read this quote while putting this episode together. And it just really hit home. I shared it with Katie this morning, and she said, yep, that's it. And the quote is, I was once a shy, reclusive, depressed, angry person. Now, you could show that in different ways because that sounds really, really harsh, but that's a lonely place to be. That's how you know. I can call it a cocoon. And then the person goes on to say, but I wasn't, quote, being myself. And it's just so powerful because it's just that's what happens to you. And it's a result of peeling back all those layers to be vanilla, to fit in, but you don't fit in because you have no sprinkles.
Right.
If you're going to be vanilla, have some sprinkles. And it really, I mean, that's the psychology part of it, is you're out of sorts because you're not in touch with yourself. You're doing things for other people. It's just not fun. It's not. So that's what we're here to have fun and help you to be yourself and get rid of that anxiety. The nervousness is what I talk about, is when you're off center.
Mm-hmm. Not balanced.
Being a gymnast.
Yeah.
What happens when you're off center? Boom.
You fall a lot.
And then what do you do?
You get back up.
And dust yourself off.
Yes.
And I mean, so for mine, because I covered it in the last episode, so I'll just briefly touch on it, was I built up those walls that we talked about, you know, the subconscious barriers too, because, I can't take a risk. I can't. And it just made me really stiff and serious. And it's funny, I was sharing some of my history with Katie when I was in the corporate world. And I said, yeah, I quit the corporate world because I didn't want to wear pantyhose in the summer, which is a half truth. The other half was it wasn't me. I was very stiff and serious, and I wasn't having fun. That's why I'm doing what I'm doing now. So, Katie, can you chime in on, you know, what happened when you went through
like
making that shifting gears?
Transition from being gymnast to...
Your first major transition.
That was definitely the first major transition was after quitting gymnastics, I didn't really know what my identity was because you're going through life as the gymnast. Like, you know, that was who I was. And then I stopped and didn't exactly know where I fit or who I was because that was my, you know...
The box.
My box. Yeah, exactly. And so... from there, I had to do a lot of self-discovery of who I was and how to be myself without that label, I guess, in a sense.
Yeah.
So from there, I really, you know, psychology has kind of, you know, helped a lot just trying to understand who I was and diving in and things of that sort. So, yeah.
I mean, psychology is basic, you know, if you break it down, it's how you attribute meaning.
Right.
To things that happen to you.
Right.
And that's what happens is in psychology, people have a filing system. So when you're reinventing, you're changing, you're doing stuff that makes people uncomfortable. Making yourself uncomfortable is good. Making others uncomfortable is not. That's their own problem. But that's what Katie had to do.
It's
because people had her in that label. I'm sure you said, okay, now what do I do?
Because you defined yourself again. Ingrained at such a young age, and that was your natural talent. Obviously, you came out of it. If you landed on the court for the Phoenix Suns, not too bad.
Yeah, exactly. Just was kind of stumbled upon it. It was something I had no idea that I was. I was actually coaching gymnastics at the time, and some people came into the gym. They're like, "Yeah, we're going to go try out for the Zoo Crew for the Phoenix Suns." I'm like, "Ah, okay, I'll try out and." Sure enough, I made it, and a year of my life was amazing.
Because you said yes to opportunity.
I said yes to opportunity, yes.
It knocked, and you opened. Uh-huh. And that's part of it. And so when we come back from that, we're going to take a short break in a minute, and we come back, we want to get just into real quick why it happens to the best of us. And again, I'm doing this episode because I've seen enough to know there's enough people out there that need this, and we want to get you there quicker. And then you're going to learn how to unlock the ability to truly be yourself. So we will see you and talk back with you when we come back from a short break.
When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network.
Whether you are just starting to brand yourself, are stuck, or are finally ready to reinvent yourself, let's get you and your brand moving forward today. I know how tough branding can be to do on your own. Plus, figuring out how others perceive you isn't fun to do by yourself. Don't feel alone. Kathy Bass, the branding lady, is here to offer fresh, easy-to-understand advice and actionable help so you can finally evolve to the next best version of yourself, no matter your age or status. Go to www.ladieswhobrand.com, where you can sign up for a confidence call, branding gap analysis, or buy an affordable do-it-yourself branding book. It's time to feel competent, savvy, solid, and truly understand what value you bring to our world. Power up your brand today at www.ladieswhobrand.com.
Calling all CFOs, finance, and risk professionals. Your call to action is to help your company achieve financial excellence. How? Master risk management, cost control, and strategic decision-making by implementing game-changing technology advances like mobile, in-memory, and cloud computing, and more. Where? Learn from top thought leaders each week on Financial Excellence with Game Changers, presented by SAP. Join us for Financial Excellence with Game Changers, presented by SAP, Tuesday mornings at 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 noon Eastern Time on the Business Channel.
Tune in to The Soul of Enterprise, Business in the Knowledge Economy, with co-hosts Ron Baker and Ed Kless. Ron and Ed will show you how to recognize that wealth is created by intellectual capital. It's all in the possibilities that we can create and that are created for us. These possibilities are destined to be discovered by human imagination and through the service of others, creating a brighter future for all of us. The Soul of Enterprise is heard live every Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern, on the Voice America Business Channel.
We're always talking business. Talk to an expert.
call now, toll free, 866-472-5790. That's 866-472-5790. Voice America Business Network.
You are tuned in to Power Up Branding. To reach Kathy Bass or her guests today, please call 1-866-472-5790. That's 1-866-472-5790. You may also send an email to Kathy@ladieswhobrand.com. Now, back to Power Up Branding.
Connect.
Welcome back to Power Up Branding. This is Kathy Bass, your host, with my guest,
Katie Lake.
And we were just talking about what happens when you aren't able to be yourself and why it happens to the best of us. I could just cover that real quick.
Sure.
Very simple. We've been socialized to fit in.
Yep.
To society. Square peg, round hole, doesn't work. And that's to please others, to gain validation. Obviously, it happens at a very young age. You're told, no, don't do that. Be more like this. Why can't you be like your sister? Why can't you be like your brother? All those voices. And all of a sudden, we start caring so much about being accepted by others. We don't want to hear those words of rejections. We fear it. And then that's where we take away the layers of our personality and become that boring, vanilla, stiff and serious person. We play roles. Can hear the difference in my voice. That's not fun. We play roles and we suppress our true nature out of fear of what others think. So right now you have two guests. Yes, I'm host
You're
and a guest
today.
yes, I was a guest last episode. A host and a guest. I play different roles.
Oh, awesome.
Whatever gets the message across. So you have two people, two individuals. How's that?
Mm-hmm. That works.
Who have been there and done that, and we want to get you to the other side sooner than later so you can start having fun. You know, why it happens to the best of us, you're just so afraid of what are others going to think of me?
Judging, yeah.
What if Judgment. I fail? And this is where we get into the fun part, stepping out of your comfort zone, making yourself uncomfortable. And you'll go through a period of extreme uncomfortableness.
Yes.
And you'll want to not be there, but sooner you can push through it, the sooner you get to the other side. And we're going to have some tips at the end. I'll have my top three tips. Katie will have hers. And so we want you to just keep listening in, put on your listening ears, have your blank piece of paper, writing notes for whatever resonates to your story. Mm-hmm. Your background, and we want to get to now the part about building it up, how to unlock the ability to truly be yourself. This one's easy. Know that everyone is weird.
Yeah.
Why? Nice. Because in your world, this is how things are done, and you're normal, mm-hmm. and so everyone else is different, therefore everyone else is weird. But if you walk around judging everyone and saying they're weird, why aren't they doing it this way? And like we were just talking over a nice French croissant and
cappuccino
macchiato this morning. There are many different ways to get the same results.
Yes.
And that's what kind of stifles creativity too, is people say, well, why didn't you do it this way? Why didn't you do it that way? I'm sure we've all been there, done that. How about if we just say, what's the goal here? Let me do it my way. Mm-hmm. Frank Sinatra?
There you go.
That's a song. Mm-hmm. I don't sing on the show. I tried it once. It wasn't good.
Yeah, you're not going to get me to sing.
That's not my natural ability, no. So that's really the first step to unlocking. And our true self is who we really are when we let go of, and here's the key, the stories, the labels, and the judgments we've placed on ourselves, and that comes from past mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
And that, forget about that person. That person's gone. Just wipe the slate clean, start over, and you know it's naturally who you are without the mask and pretentiousness. I mean, yes, if you do have to play roles to a certain extent, mm-hmm. just depending. But if you are someone you're not, or trying to, like we see a lot on Facebook, unfortunately. Most industries this isn't fit for, but that shameless self-promotion.
Mm-hmm.
And that's that person, like the kid that says, look at me, look at me. I want attention. Validate me. So
the age of narcissism.
Yes. and that, you know, if that's you out there, that's okay.
Yeah.
It's just recognizing it, becoming self-aware, but that's not the correct way to gain value and credibility.
Right.
And it's short-lived and you can't keep up. I always like to say Lady Gaga. Why haven't we seen her? Because she can't keep outdoing herself. She's tired. She has to rest. So that's part of it. And so, you know, there, for my brand identity crisis, I had my victim story and then everything fed into that. So you got to release that. You have to dump your mental trash, all those voices that we heard when we were younger, and just be mindful of what you're exposed to in your thoughts. Something that triggers a past experience or whatever that is, it's going to limit your thought or stop you from taking action or put you in a bad mood.
Yeah.
Those people aren't fun to be around. So those are all signs to just become aware of what is going on here. Do I need to step back? Do I need to check myself? That's what I like to say. Sometimes put myself on a timeout. Not so much anymore. I'm getting more behavior. And, you know, just your outlook or experience on life of, you know, doom and gloom, or is there, you know, it's not the Pollyanna.
Right.
It's just there's room. There's no limits. There's no judgments. And just, you know, one step at a time. And so the other key to that is, you know, unlocking yourself to be who you truly are is you have to, and I've touched on this before, limit yourself from those negative people. Mm-hmm. Bottom line, the ones who make you feel worse than you did before you saw them. And so that, I mean, that's a good way. And the key to that, unlocking yourself, is the simple question, how would I act right now if no one cares? If I had no cares of what others thought of me, how would I act right now? And that's something you could do as a thinking exercise first. You can go and take action if you like.
Sure.
Takes practice.
Sure.
I mean, just like, you know, gymnastics, practice, practice.
Practice makes perfect.
Yes. You fall and, you know, you're out there, especially, wow, when you're on the court live, you can't think that.
No, absolutely not.
But you probably didn't have time.
No, not so much. They say go, and you go.
Kind of like here. And, I mean, so that right there. Okay, so stop worrying so much about what others think about you. So, Katie, can you share? You know, that sounds so easy to do. How do you do that?
Well, I guess you just take out the stories or you stop thinking about what other people are thinking of you. Like, they're going to judge you, but those judgments are their own perceptions of themselves. They're projecting their own insecurities onto you. So there, you just have to remember just to be yourself and not care what they think. Because if they're projecting their negativity onto you, that's their own insecurities that they're projecting.
So what I'm hearing is someone might be jealous that you're able to be yourself.
Right.
Oh,
yes.
And you're happy.
Yeah.
And they want to, but they probably don't even realize it sometimes.
No.
And so it comes out as a slam
right.
or a comment.
Or what I love is the shoulda syndrome. You should do this. You should do that. And you're like, no.
You weren't in my shoes.
I'll do what I want to do. Thank you.
And that, yeah, that takes, and that's what we're going to get into is how to get there. Okay. So I have, you know, touching on that, stop worrying about what others think of you, or, you know,
right.
Give examples. We're both dog people and, you know, dogs are, and I use that a lot, that reference, because they don't think, they're just in the moment. And that's the true nature. They don't know anything else. You know, whether they have three legs, four legs, they don't know any, it doesn't matter to them. They're just in the moment, kids. Totally free, just dance, you know, until they're squashed by don't do that, try to fit in, all those things. So that's what we're trying to get to is be kids again. And actually what I loved about my father and what everyone said was that he was a giant kid. And I saw it was a great example. I said, why? That's not bad. He was still serious. He still got his business done. But he knew how to work hard, enjoy life.
Work hard, play hard.
Yeah. And he was a giant kid, just a great laughter, just himself. And so I have one example of, you know, I different exercises, whatever fits in. So we had a friend, and we went to Cirque du Soleil. And for anyone who's not familiar with the show, it's what, an adult circus?
Yeah.
It's not with clowns or elephants.
Yes.
It's a very talented gymnast. And so the reason I say that is because being at that show, you think people would be a little bit more light-minded, lighthearted. And so we were near where the Cardinals play, the stadium.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a giant grass area. And we have a friend who was doing an experiment of just trying to shake people out of their negative mood, make them laugh or whatever. And so he said, I'm going to lay on the grass right now and see if anyone notices. Guess what? No one noticed. Now, and that's just an example of like, stop caring. Half the time, people won't even notice.
Yeah. I would say, not even caring. You'd be surprised how little people think about you.
There is a quote out there, but that's... That is the truth. So that's a lot of a wasted energy thinking about because they're going to perceive what they perceive, again, based on their background, their place, where they are in life, whether that be a good place or bad place. And so really all you can do is be. And mm-hmm. if you're adding value and your intentions are pure or clear, not you know, an agenda or manipulation or anything like that, then you've done nothing wrong. That's what I always say to myself. I wouldn't have done anything different. And it's something in their world that flipped the wrong way. And on our YouTube series, you can actually Google us, Kathy Bass and Katie Lake on YouTube. We tried to get around the word authenticity because it's so overused. And so we came up with real and raw. And that is the backbone of this episode of the power of being yourself. Brin Brown is an author, wrote a book, and what she talks about is just, you know, there's these great thought leaders out there that just have one word platform. Like Tony Hsieh, the founder of Zappos, be happy. So simple, yet so hard for many. So hers is be vulnerable, which means take down, like she talks about those masks, those fears, those insecurities showing up as armor. And I love that analogy because that's what it is. Like you're going out in the world, you got your armor on, your layers, I'm going to protect myself. And the psychology counterintuitive part is you're not. You're hurting yourself because you're not yourself. You go in that cocoon. We want you to go forward. So from the quote from Brin Brown says, I've learned that there's no better way to invite more grace, gratitude, and joy into our lives than by mindfully practicing authenticity. Practicing, another word. So how did that play out in when you were in that role of being a gymnast for 12 years and how to find yourself again?
It played out, I got what was that quote you say, depressed and angry and, you know, wasn't myself because I didn't know how to identify myself. And then I really...
Shy and reclusive.
Yeah, shy and reclusive. I mean, I've always struggled with social anxiety of being in crowds and things of that sort. But you kind of just have to push through those fears of not having a label anymore. You push through not, you know, being defined by one thing, and you figure out that you're many things. You're not just one thing. And that's what I had to really understand to be myself.
Because no one told you.
No one told me. You know, everybody told me, you're this gymnast. And I'm like, wait a minute, I have all these other facets.
And you can't retire senior year in high school.
technically a gymnast is over the hill at 16. I mean, two more years, I feel really special about that. But yeah, it's something that you have to push through those fears. You're always going to have a fear to be yourself, because most people are fear of judgment, fear of what people will think if we're really honest with who we are. But as soon as you realize that being honest will make you happy.
The truth will set you free.
The truth will set you
Sounds
free.
Sounds corny, but it's true.
You know, the simple answers are always the best answers. And so that's kind of how I push through to really identify my strengths as a person, not a label.
Yeah, and that's where the dogs come in, is because the humans make things complicated.
Right.
Where they really are simple, and we can't believe that. And we are going to be taking a short break in a little bit, which is a great time. So I'd like to sit here and listen to my guests and kind of flip, trying to listen as an audience member to what you're saying, and give a tangible, like, visual example. And so when you were telling us about that transition, what I picture is you had a certain outfit. And you had that outfit, and you put it on, and it was really comfortable, and everyone recognized you in that outfit. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, you took that outfit off, which equates to being vulnerable, naked in a sense, because you're showing, this is me. I'm not defined by that role. I'm not going to be defined by that role. But then how do you integrate it into your life? I mean, which is so interesting, how I've seen the different aspects of it bubbling up. And so it's still there. It's just in a different outfit form.
Right.
And there's parts of your personality you're able to pull. Those are called the transferable skills in the LinkedIn world. And when we come back, this is so cool. This is actually something we did last night, a little experiment. I had no idea it was going to tie into the show, but that's life, and that's the beauty of it. And so just kind of think right now what outfit you're wearing. Stay tuned in. We will be back after a short break and share what happened with us last night and how to get a new outfit for yourself, so to say.
Up-to-date business and financial news. Call now and get the financial information you need. 866-472-5790. 866-472-5790.
The experts are here.
Voice America Business Network.
Whether you are just starting to brand yourself, are stuck, or are finally ready to reinvent yourself, let's get you and your brand moving forward today. I know how tough branding can be to do on your own. Plus, figuring out how others perceive you isn't fun to do by yourself. Don't feel alone. Kathy Bass, the branding lady, is here to offer fresh, easy-to-understand advice and actionable help so you can finally evolve to the next best version of yourself, no matter your age or status. Go to www.ladieswhobrand.com, where you can sign up for a confidence call, branding gap analysis, or buy an affordable do-it-yourself branding book. It's time to feel competent, savvy, solid, and truly understand what value you bring to our world. Power up your brand today at www.ladieswhobrand.com.
It's a sad fact that fraud is rampant in today's business environment. The headlines scream about once prestigious organizations falling victim to or crumbling due to the consequences of fraud. How do you keep fraud from affecting you and your business? Tune in to Fraud Talk with host Chris Marquet. Chris has over 30 years of fraud investigation experience, business intelligence, and is a renowned security consultant. Chris and his guests will inform you and help keep you from being the next statistic of fraud. Tune in Mondays at 10 a.m. Eastern Time, 7 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Business Channel.
The business community's first choice in Internet Talk Radio, Voice America Business Network.
You are tuned in to Power Up Branding. To reach Kathy Bass or her guests today, please call 1-866-472-5790. That's 1-866-472-5790. You may also send an email to Kathy@ladieswhobrand.com. Now, back to Power Up Branding.
Connect.
Welcome back to Power Up Branding. This is Kathy Bass, the branding lady. I'm your host, sitting here with my guest, Katie Lake.
Hello, hello.
Talking about the power of being yourself. Now we get to the fun part of the segment, which is building it up. And we, you know, in the last segment, we were talking about how to unlock the ability to truly be yourself, and really comes down to just forget about it. Forget about what other people are thinking about you, because it really doesn't matter, and they might not even be thinking about you. And at the end of the day, what matters is what you think of yourself.
Right.
Right. Wow, that was pretty good. I just came up with that one. So we're doing this episode. And so what we want to do now is help you figure out how to be okay with whomever you are. And this is a form of reinvention. I think this is a good way to describe it, even if it's just a little. We touched on, you know, think of it as a new outfit. And it's everyone always has room for improvement. You know, I've mentioned Jay Leno in the past when he was on TV. I don't know if you knew that. He was still practicing every Sunday at the Comedy Magic Club of Redondo Beach.
No, I didn't know that.
And that blew me away. I mean, yes, he has to test his jokes, but you think at that level he wouldn't. So it just was so inspiring that even at that level you still have to, you know, practice, and you can always become a better version of yourself. And it's great. It's like we're both hikers as well, and that's the whole thing. You get to the top of the mountain. Sometimes that climb's very tiring and rough and early in the morning, but then you get that great feeling, the view from the top, all that. So that's kind of what this is, just pushing through. It's not just going into a store, so to say, and saying, okay, this is what I want to look like. Doesn't happen overnight either. If it does, it doesn't last. Okay, so what we did last night, I'm actually off-site in Seattle and getting out of my comfort zone, taking care of business, doing the show, and seeing some friends and eating some great seafood.
Yes.
Taking advantage of where I am right now. I'm just being. Mm-hmm. And I am a tourist, and I love it. You are the local.
I'm a tourist in my own town.
Oh, that's
week.
Good.
Yeah.
Because you don't have a label.
No.
All right. So before I got here, I received a message asking if I wanted to do tango. And the voice in my head said, heck no. Something to that extent. But this is the key to getting out of your comfort zone. I mean, it's small steps. That's a small step. You show up. You can always run out the door screaming, whatever, but just show up.
Right.
And that's by saying yes. That's the first step. So I said, sure. And so we went to dinner, and they had a special ballroom, and we had a teacher. And this just was so interesting because Katie had done this the week before, so it was nice to have a guide on my side. Mm-hmm. She was dressed appropriately for the role. I was dressed appropriately because it was my first time. Does it matter? We were there for the same intention. Okay, let's get to the meat of the story. So she said, yeah, I was in my boots, and they got really dirty, which means that you weren't stepping the right way. The instructor was stepping on your toes. And that's okay, because that's how you learn. The first time through is very, very uncomfortable, but it was nice to have a guide just to give me enough information to just get myself out there on the floor. I'm not comfortable in the spotlight, but if it's for a bigger purpose or bigger meaning or experience, then that's part of it, and that's how it works. And so I tried the tango. I learned 8 steps. Mm-hmm. We have some funny pictures to document the experience. I don't, you know, somebody asked me, are you going to continue? I don't know. I just, you know, try, you know, things within a reason for the first time just to push myself out of the comfort zone. I think I talked in the last episode about the rock climbing wall where it looks so easy from the outside, but I tried it. And so that's a great example of getting you to just try something like that. And with a friend, I definitely recommend with a friend, because that
Absolutely.
Helped. I would not have
just gone on your own.
No, it's just because you introduced it. You told me what to expect. And then I saw, hey, here's the second level of tango, which
right.
was the outfit and looking a little more
and the
smooth
high heels.
On the dance floor.
And the high heels.
And Iggy, you tangoed to Iggy Azalea.
Yeah. Found out you can tango to anything.
I heard this tango music and all of a sudden, boom, they switched it up.
To 1930s tango to now, right?
Yeah. So I was, as I do, I'm an observer. I like to take things in before I jump in and just kind of translate it and be able to digest it so that I can deliver it in short sound bites for you out there to be able to take action and not to do all that research. And what really hit me was I don't like being a beginner, and that's what I told to our instructor. And he knew that. But you have to start here, and how do you get better? You have to practice.
Right.
And so I, you know, with the label thing, I said, you know, he is not the expert. I'm not the novice. How about if I look at it as, A, he's the leader and I'm the follower for now until I learn how to lead, because you can't just be born being a leader, especially when you're going through reinvention. You look at other people, set that bar high. What are they doing? How are they doing it? Okay. Then I took it one step just to shed away the layers, is a teacher and a student relationship. And all the conferences I've been to in the past, I'd say 3 years, have really switched gears into not having the speaker stand there and tell you, this is what you should do, Katie, and listeners out there. It's a teacher and student. We learn from each other because our world is moving at warp speed and the lines are blurred. And, you know, if you, you know, reinvent yourself, it's like some people who don't move, like I said, pretend like you're moving, or pretend you live in a new city, or like what you did, pretend you're a tourist in your new city. It's just taking that hat off, so to say, and put in another one, or the lenses.
Right. Right.
Is a quick, easy way to reinvent yourself.
Absolutely.
You do. And you are a graduate now, entering the next stage of reinvention, taking all your transferable skills, your threads, what you've seen and learned from me, what you want to take and what you want to leave behind.
My mentor, Kathy. My teacher,
I've shown
yes.
her enough to be dangerous, but powerful, but this is the good, the bad, the pretty, the ugly. Let me just show the whole world to you, and then you take the parts that you like.
Yeah, I always say that. You take what you want, and you leave what you don't. Mm-hmm. That's just...
And I took no offense to that.
No.
I was just the teacher showing her. So, again, it's uncomfortable because you're shedding, like, the butterfly.
Yeah.
You do kind of have to go into the cocoon temporarily.
Right.
Not long term.
No.
And then reinvent yourself. And how, I mean, how I know is when you're going through that, and it's just happening quicker and quicker these days because you have to. So you have to keep, you know, if you want to be that best self, you have that feeling of an uncomfortableness, and then you do some uncomfortable things like the tango or whatever. And the next day you feel, when you wake up, you feel more energy.
Because you conquered a fear. You're like, you didn't hold back. Because usually when you hold back, you tend to get angry. You're like, why didn't
anxiety,
I do that? You get anxiety,
stress.
Anxiousness, stress. You're like, why did I hold back? That would have been so much fun. I should have just done it and just jump full circle in. And you did it and you came back the next day and you had so much energy. You're like, guess what I did today? I totally did tango last night. How did that happen?
And what are you going to do with it? I don't know. But I took the first step. Let me digest it and see.
Can cross it off that bucket list.
I mean, yeah, ballroom dancing or Dancing with the Stars is not on my...
Wasn't on your radar till I texted you?
No, it's still not. It's humbling too. I was just looking at what we talked on before, because I know there was a key phrase, dump your mental trash. That's what you're talking about.
Yes.
So when you dump your trash...
Yeah, absolutely.
The can's free.
Yeah.
Or the...
Yeah.
Bucket for new things. And that's really a big part of it, because if you have mental trash, mental clutter, negative voices, whatever you want to call it, you have no room for new stuff. You're in that whirlwind. And I was sharing something personal with Katie about a personal thing I went through. And once I landed here, I really didn't have good, what do you call it? perspective on the situation. And so that key right there is to remove yourself. And then it was like, boom, those are the aha moments or whatever. When you actually stop thinking,
Like you've ever struggled with a problem and you should have walked away?
Like last night you said when you were learning the steps, you're like, it's easier to close my eyes and do the steps than actually keep my eyes open, and my you know, thoughts got in the way, overthought things. Wow. And so you would make a mistake instead of just closing your eyes and just going with what you were doing.
That's the key, and that's when I got dirt on my shoes. It's when I started thinking too much and trying to force a situation instead of, it was a form of communication. It's just different, and that's what I loved about it. That's a very good point. Mm-hmm. I like that, and thank you for reminding me of that. We always need that. We can always have reminders. One important part of this I want to talk about, and that does tie in too, is an introvert or an extrovert. What I learned about that was you think introvert is a bad thing, a label calling you shy. Mm-hmm. What I learned from a wonderful thought leader, Susan Cain, after reading her book, Quiet, is that's not what an introvert is. And the amazing thing is you'll find through studies and that these extrovert, people who you think are extroverts are introverts. What it comes down to, we're both introverts. In an extrovert, people are shocked to hear that. What? You're shy. It's how you get your downtime and how you recharge your batteries. And you're live, you're on. I mean, obviously, no, she's on the court, I'm on the radio, we're not shy.
Right.
But we're introverts, meaning
introverts in an extrovert world.
Yes. where some people gain their energy from large groups and that kind of thing, is we can go out there and perform and do it, but then we want to step back. And I think it's just part of being an observer and being able to really be on.
Right.
When you're on. I mean, any performer, that makes sense. So it's, you're on the stage and just bring it. And it's like, okay, wow. And that takes a lot of downtime, a lot of observing, again, to bring new material to keep yourself relevant. Mm-hmm. That was the downfall of Madonna. She tried too hard. Power of not being yourself. That's a good test. And so, you know, the unleash, before we close out the show, I want to help you unleash the power of being yourself, just, you know, letting go. Big thing is learning to hear those voices in your head that, are they excuses or are they fears? Meaning, am I too busy or it's too late or I have too much? Just really listen to those voices and question them. Is that a fear of being uncomfortable? And let go of the old ways of thinking. Say, follow your bliss, but just kind of see what's going to excite me and make me interested and make me want to show up and do it so that you can do what you love and love what you do. Then you start aligning yourself with happiness and peace, and that's, you know, be happy, mm-hmm. then you can do things, and then you have things in that order. I'm going to have Katie leave us with the top three tips for the power of being yourself.
Okay. Well, my tips are, first is just to be honest. Just be honest with who you are. Just take it or leave it. This is who I am, and if you don't like what I'm, just be blunt about who you are. Don't sacrifice.
Because we can tend to lie to ourselves.
Yeah, so or, you know, try to agree with other people. You don't have to be agreeable all the time. Just be honest about your opinions.
You can agree to disagree?
Agree to disagree, yes, exactly. I don't have to believe what you believe, and you don't have to believe what I believe. Just be honest about, you know, your belief system in a way. I guess that would be my one tip. And then number two is just don't be afraid to be weird.
She gave me tips before she knew what we were going to talk about.
I know, exactly. I embrace my weirdness. If you look at me, I can be out there. I can be in the moment. All the way around.
People feed off that energy, which is great.
Yeah. And then my last one is probably the most.
We have someone behind the scenes who's already weird. Okay, good. You're converted. Okay, number three.
Number three is don't take anything personally, because people are projecting their own insecurities onto you. And if you realize that's their story, not yours, then just that would be my number one, is just don't take anything personally.
Yeah.
It's not a reflection of you. It's a reflection of them.
I like that, because that's it feels like a knife or a stab, and just brush it off, because that's not, we, you don't need that. You have enough
Okay, I'm going to leave you with my top three tips. I want to thank you for tuning in. Feel free to find us on Facebook. Ask any questions. We'll be checking that after the show. Ladies Who Brand, LadiesWhoBrand. My top three tips is 1, get in touch with your inner child. Because becoming more present can help you in revealing that true nature. And 2, become more aware of your thoughts, negative and positive. And when you say, I can or I can't, really, really question that. And when you get caught in what I call the ouldas, shoulda, woulda, coulda, that's a great test showing that you're going to trip up. You're not being yourself. 3, follow your intuition. Don't try to meet other people's expectations, whatever. Again, you're going to get them wrong. So your intuition, we all have it. It's just buried. So just unbury that, clear out that negativity, just be weird. Let's leave them with that.
All right.
Okay. Thank you for tuning in. Power up and make it a great day.
Thank you for helping to improve your brand by joining us for Power Up Branding. Your host, Kathy Bass, the Branding Lady, will be back with another edition of the show next Wednesday afternoon at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Business Channel. Take your brand to the next level, one show at a time.